You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Big week. Big last 7 days. Big last 14 days. Lots going on. Lots to talk about tonight. So hope you all are staying warm. I'm hearing about snow everywhere in the country right now and a big freeze everywhere, even on the beaches in Florida. I'm in California. We're staying decently warm, like 33 this morning to like 65 today. It's supposed to be 76 tomorrow. Yay. But hi, everyone. It's Elizabeth Powell, Tech Trend.
And this is Joseph Grassa. I'm in the cold already. I can't say that I haven't been. So freezing in the minus 20s right now in Canada. So yay me. I'll take the other end of the spectrum any day of the week. But welcome, everybody. Big, big, big week, big, big month. Oh, my God. Yesterday was insane. And everything is, it's snowballing, quite literally.
Literally.
The snow.
There's snow everywhere.
I was waiting to say it.
There's some analogies that not a snowballing. And when...
Oh my God. I was waiting to say the snowballing one. I had it in the back of my mind today.
Yeah. I'm like, snow. Oh, maybe it's a sign. No, I'm just kidding. But it's, the markets have been really good. A lot of things have been happening in crypto. A lot of things have been happening in the finance markets. Everyone's in anticipation. And like I said, the last couple weeks, I said those were the key dates that were going to happen, that we were going to have effect on the market. I said the 20th inauguration, the 28th and 29th, because the Fed is meeting the 15th of the month for volume. We've been range trading, which means, again, like explaining what range trading is, we've been going in a specific range from about 33 to 3750 back and forth, hovering around 3450. I think we're at 3350 today right now.
Yes,
at least we were. So we've been range trading
at the current moment.
Yeah. And so a lot of you all don't know, like, what range trading, why range trading happens is because people anticipate news to come out. They anticipate a big announcement. And so they start to stock up on stocks and bonds and crypto in anticipation when the announcement happens that the price will go up and they're going to make a profit. So what they're doing is they're slowly stacking, which means they're buying small incremental amounts, which is causing that range. And when they think the announcement's going to come and it doesn't, quote unquote, officially come, they like get a little deflated and they'll sell off part of their position. And then when they anticipate the announcement's going to come again, they'll start to buy back into the market again, hoping that that announcement's going to come. And when it doesn't come on the day that, or the what they anticipated, then they'll sell off part of their position. And so we've been range trading in anticipation of hearing a big announcement. And everything has been kind of, if you look at the way the market has been going, everything has been planned. Everything has been, we call it a Coke bottle effect, right?
Yeah.
If you've listened to a lot of our different episodes, the Coke bottle effect is when you get ready to do a big push out, but you don't want to just give a small announcement. Like if you just mentioned something and nobody had the backstory to it and it didn't get put out to all the media, didn't get put out across the masses and people didn't know what you were doing. Or if you're in a business and you're not doing mass marketing across the board plus giving your announcement, then you're going to have a small effect on the market. You're going to have this trickle effect. But if you do a Coke bottle, which we call in our tokens, a Coke bottle is when they start to plan on Twitter, on X, on TikTok, they start doing talk shows, they do a big push out. It's kind of like when a book is going to premiere or a movie is going to premiere, they start to line everything up right before they're going to give that big announcement. So everybody's in anticipation, ready for it to go. And so that's what's going on in crypto right now. We've been having a lot of hints happening, but nothing official has been announced. No big marketing official has been pushed out. And so we're like in anticipation, waiting for that big Coke bottle effect. And as soon as they do announce, after you've pushed it across the market, you put it across all social medias, you've hinted to things, and you do a mass announcement to everybody, you get that spike effect in volume and it runs. And so we're waiting for that Coke bottle effect in crypto right now. We've been getting a lot of little hints and in anticipation, and that's why we're range trading right now. But as soon as they do that big mass marketing push and do that announcement, that's when we anticipate the run's going to happen.
Exactly. And some other key metrics that I've personally been looking at is there's a lot of like, and if you're day traders, you'll understand this a lot better than others, but there is currently a upwards trending wedge that is being formulated on most charts. And it's looking very nice, especially on Ethereum and on Bitcoin. There's a nice wedge, and that's when the peaks and the valleys, they point in a center direction, an upwards direction, and they're pointing towards an upwards movement. And this movement is very prominent right now, and this range trading is signaling it, and it's looking very, very, very nice. And like Elizabeth said, there's all these hints that have been dropped. We've seen spikes, and we've seen the taste of what can happen. And as people hear these rumors, they hear these little hints being dropped. But until they're actually dropped, the real run or the real push won't happen. The top won't come off with the Mento inside just yet, because they haven't shaken it yet.
Yeah,
And
they have to, like, they're giving out hints, but they haven't pushed it out everywhere yet. So people are buying up
exactly.
supply, anticipating of the big push. And we have the Fed meeting on January 28th, I believe it is, through the 29th, and then they're going to give an announcement. And originally they were saying that they probably won't be cutting rates, and they were waiting to see what kind of effect the inauguration had on the economy and what kind of policies get put in place. But now there's rumors saying that they may cut it a quarter. So if they cut it a quarter, that could be good for the market. They anticipate that they won't cut any, but if they cut it a quarter, we anticipate maybe we're going to have a little bit of a run there too in the finance markets. Plus, it's the end of the month at the 28th, the 29th. We're coming to the end of the month, so the first of the month when people will have money in the market too. And so if they cut it a quarter, we should have potentially a run. But a lot has been happening up until now, and we'll probably give you guys a little highlight of what's been going on. Just to give you an idea on where ETH has been range trading, it has been 3198 to 3475. That's been our range. If we break out of 3475, we'll go a little bit higher than that. We still have to break about 3550 to go to the next step. And then we're anticipating if we go above those breaks, we could go 3745 or even higher. That 3745 is the next big break after that too. But we need that Koch bottle push where they announce the positive things in the market about crypto, the Fed potentially cutting rates a quarter or more, and then the beginning of the month. So right now, as we said, people are starting to buy little pieces of ETH up and little pieces of BTC. BTC hit its all-time high this last week of over at 109. So it still has a lot of room to go. And ETH on our all-time high, we are at 4,600. So right now, again, we're hovering about 3,350. So we have room to beat our all-time high too. BTC, which is Bitcoin, is at 105,820 right now. And it hit its all-time high of 109,191 the last couple of days. So it had a pullback again because they thought that crypto was going to be mentioned in the inauguration. And that's what everybody was anticipating. That's what everybody was
Absolutely.
hoping, but you have to understand he's been hinting about it, but he's not going to give a big policy announcement in the inauguration. He's going to give a big policy announcement when he pushes it out everywhere else too. So it has that effect, it has that impact. But they've been buying up over 69 million worth of crypto, I
Yeah,
think it
on the
is.
inauguration, as soon as he got inaugurated, didn't he buy
For
$47 million
Yeah, it
worth
wasn't him
of Bitcoin?
personally. It wasn't him personally. The family has.
The family has,
I don't think
yes.
he can. Yeah. So hypothetically, like if he did buy it, then that would be kind of
That would be a
insider
little,
trading
yeah.
almost. So he couldn't be officially the one to buy it. And then also, if he did do an announcement and it affected the market, that might be an issue. So they're stacking up on ETH and BTC right now too. Trump also launched a token. We have no official confirmation, but it was on his Twitter.
Yes.
And it was the day before inauguration. So every time I think of this, I think of those silver coins for presidents. You know how like you go on late night TV and you've been up too late and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and the TV's on and they're talking about silver coins, buy your president's inaugural silver coin. So that kind of reminded me of it, but it's a crypto coin and it's the Trump coin. And I don't have the stats on it, but they listed it on Binance. I think they listed it on Coinbase too. I have to see what the price is at, what it hit. So he launched a token called Trump on Sol though. So Sol ended up having a rally. Sol ended up hitting about 270, but it's on Sol. So Sol tokens don't necessarily always sustain, but it's where everybody knows how to buy it that aren't in crypto. So it's easy, accessible, and it's easier to buy. So he launched one on Sol, and then I keep pronouncing her name incorrectly. Say her name for me.
Melania? I'm in the struggle. Melania? Something like that.
I like Millennium. It's hard. No, Millennial? No, I'm just kidding. I'm terribly sorry. It's a beautiful name. I just don't know how to pronounce it. But she launched an ETH token the day after. So actually, he did it 2 days before inauguration, and then her token, quote unquote, launched the day before inauguration. And her token exceeded the all-time high of his token. So it meant that she's probably more popular, but it was on ETH. And on ETH, it's a lot more sustainable and it has more value usually. Like if you buy tokens on ETH versus if you buy tokens on Sol, tokens on ETH are a little, they have a lot more strength. They have better quality. They're kind of like the blue chip of meme coins. That's why we trade on ETH and we trade on Base. We have Sol too, but we don't trade heavily on that. We trade primarily on ETH and Base. And that's why we've been talking about ETH and Base on all of our episodes. But did you see what his all-time high was on his token?
Yes, his all-time high was $15.1 billion market cap.
I think it exceeded either in volume or the market cap exceeded one of the stables, right?
Yeah, I don't know which stable exactly, but it did. There was something that was posted about that. And his current price per token is $40.92 per token.
But the market cap right now, oh, I have it. Actually, I bought $10. Yeah. I always tell everybody to buy $10 so you can watch what it does. And so the market cap on that right now is, it's not giving me a market cap. It's giving me volume. It had $22.2 billion in volume.
Holy.
Oh, the market cap right now is $8.3 billion. So was the all-time high? $40
billion? No, 15.1.
Oh, okay. So it's half of what the all-time high was.
Yes.
And then whatever her name is, excuse me, I'm very terribly sorry for mispronouncing her name. First Lady.
Melania.
There you go.
I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it as well.
Google Translate. How do you say this name? No, I'm kidding. I have to ask my AIs. Maybe my AIs can say it better than I can. I should ask the Ace AI in chat. How do you say, pronounce this name? And then it'll pronounce it for me.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Actually, it can. I don't know what you want to do on the radio, but. So what was her all-time high?
Hers was on ETH, right?
Yeah, it was on ETH.
I don't know why it's not
just
showing.
Just look for one of the ones that were high in the billions.
Yeah,
I think our bots probably caught it though.
You know what? That's actually where I'm gonna go look. I'm gonna go look in our bots to find out what it's at.
Yeah, but there's so many. So what happens is like every single time Elon had spoke in the past, or every time Trump had spoken, or something, they would launch a token based off of something. So there's like 40 Grok tokens and there's 40 AIX tokens and there's 40 Elon tokens, or there's probably like 200 Elon tokens.
Oh, there's gotta be more than that.
Yeah, so when there's a Trump token right now, we have to search for the correct contract address because there's over hundreds and hundreds of tokens with the name Trump in it, but they're not necessarily quote unquote his token. So we always have to find like the correct one. So that was exciting.
that was unexpected, to say the least as well. Unexpected.
It's kind of funny though, because the money went out. You could see the money going out of certain investments into other investments because of it. So like everybody tried to swoop it up. They announced it. They didn't call it a token. They called it a meme. So they said that he's launched, quote unquote, a meme instead of like a meme token or a token. They called it a meme, that you could invest in the meme. But the asset was through a token. And then hers, I think, is they called it a meme also. And you could buy it with whatever the chain was. So on hers, it was ETH. On his, it was SOL. And then you could combine, you could buy it with USDC also. You could buy it with cash or a credit card too. So it made it easy for people to buy the token without having to jump through the hoops of figuring out how to buy a token.
It was also a great representation of the volume and the liquidity in each of the chains as well. With Melania surpassing Trump's in the total market cap, it shows that ETH has more liquidity than SOL does, and a lot of SOL. It dipped 50% just after the inauguration, and a little bit before that as well when Melania's launched, and. I see it as a testament to the overall nature in the market sentiment between ETH and SOL, where ETH is the stronger one, and it's pretty evident when you see people selling out of, especially I think it was one of the core wallets of the Trump token selling off and buying into the Melania one, just almost as proof in a showcase as to the success of the Ethereum chain.
Yeah. So SOL, for everybody who doesn't know, is Solana, and then ETH is Ethereum, but we always use the acronyms or the short version of it. And Solana was at 270 yesterday. I didn't see what it's at today. It was at 270. It hit one of its higher numbers too. It hasn't been that high in a bit.
251 currently.
Okay. So I don't know what the ATH is on SOL, though. I don't know if it did hit an ATH or not. Oh, we don't trade.
Actually,
somebody was saying it was, but I don't trade SOL that much, so it's not one of my primaries.
I do see that Solana hit 296 a couple days ago. I think this is the 19th.
Yeah, that was probably the all-time high.
The 19th. That must be the all-time high. It must be what people were talking about.
November 2021 was the last time it was high, and it was at 260.
Yeah, so I think it definitely surpassed that ATH, and right now at 251, it's hovering in that range of that old ATH. So everyone's expecting, and now that if it's true that the presidential family has tokens on both the Ethereum and the Solana blockchain, that both of these blockchains are going to be monumental into the success of cryptocurrencies, and he strictly talks about Bitcoin.
But
right?
They invested. They ended up, instead of they launched it on a SOL token, and they launched hers on an ETH token. But they invested and bought into Bitcoin, and they bought into ETH.
Yes, and they didn't buy into SOL. There's been no,
and I don't think I don't think they're the owner of it. I think it was in commemorative
else.
Of their
yes.
name. Yeah, because. Yes. Because there was only a 10% that was released to the public and 10% were in the LP. And then the rest of it's tied up over a 3-year period where there's a release of about 36% in the first month. And I don't think that they personally owned it, though. They might have gotten maybe a kickback on it, or they might have gotten something off of it, but they didn't own the SOL token.
A donation,
from my understanding.
Of sorts.
Yeah. So, but what they did do is they invested in Bitcoin in the last 3 days, and they invested
and
in Ethereum in the last 3 days. So hypothetically, if you know something's going to happen, usually
you're
people
gonna invest in it.
Prior to something happening. And then also, I mean, consult with your CPA, your financial advisor. We just report what we hear. We don't have anything official. We kind of have information that we gather from a lot of different sources. And I've heard that the IRS on crypto tax reporting is not going to make a statement or make anything official until December 2025 of this year on how to report for crypto for this year. Because they also know that there's going to be new tax laws probably passed around crypto this year. So whatever they state now may change by that time. And they released a statement about a month ago saying that they're not going to officially tell people how the reporting is going to be documented on the taxes until December 2025. So if you don't know what's going on, hopefully some type of laws do pass from now until then.
Yes.
But people don't know how they should buy, how they should sell their crypto. And last year in 2024, I was telling you all that don't forget whatever you do on your investing, if you're in real estate or stocks or you're in bonds and your options and your futures, or if you're in crypto, that whatever you sell last year is going to go on to your taxes for 2024. So up till December 31st, 2024, we are on the old tax laws from last year. And now starting this year, we're going to be on the new tax laws, on whatever the new tax laws are that pass, but we don't know them yet. So that's another reason why crypto is probably range trading right now, is people don't know if it's good to take profits yet, or if they're going to wait to take their profits, if it's going to retro back to, usually the tax laws are from January 1 to December 31st. And so the tax laws have to pass, and hopefully if they're favorable, they're going to pass for this year's tax laws. So people don't know right now about taking profits, like how much they should or shouldn't take profits on, because they're waiting for tax laws to come out. So that's another reason why we're range trading. We're going to have big news in the market, hopefully. We're going to have a big Coke bottle push that is favorable towards crypto, and then an announcement for crypto. I think it might happen after the Fed meets, because they're trying to keep things a little quiet until the Fed meets, in anticipation that if the Fed sees the market as stable and maybe still a little bit recessionary, that they might do a cut in the rates. And then they would have time from when the Fed does whatever they're going to do until the next Fed meeting to do an announcement to see how it affects the market too.
Yes, there's a bunch of factors that play into everything. And we tried our best to take into account everything that can happen, but obviously not financial advice. Do your own research. We do our best. And it's what, from all of our experience and all the years that we've been trading, we've been analyzing the markets and putting all of our time and effort into finding these trends, it looks very, very, very likely that after the Fed meets, there will be something. There will be an announcement, or they'll start to trickle out more information into other states. As they were prior to the inauguration, there were a lot of crypto-friendly states that were becoming public, and they were announcing that they were starting to accept crypto and that they're going to start accepting crypto as a form of payment. And that's the start of the Coke bottle. And there's also
been announcements just in the last few days about certain states using crypto and Bitcoin as a reserve to hedge inflations in the states too.
Yes. And that was one of the things that Trump talked about, the Bitcoin reserve, right? And that was very much so paired into everyone's doing of the Bitcoin reserves. And
So the Fed would have their own reserves, and then the states have their own also.
Yes, yes.
So different states have been onboarded.
Yes, and they're paying attention to what the Fed's doing, and they're taking action. Right, they hear that the Fed's going to do something, or rumors that the Fed is going to do something, and they're going to jump on right away. They want the state to make as much money as possible too. They want to increase their spending budget. They want to increase their revenues. Their Bitcoin reserve. Everyone would. I know I would. If I knew as early as they did, I would definitely have invested sooner, right?
Right. Especially if once the announcement comes and the price will go up hypothetically. And if they got in earlier, then they'll ride that upside appreciation and have profit in it. So they're hedging inflation that way, and then also increasing their reserves too. So it's all positive. I mean, a lot of things have been going on. So the thing that was interesting though, listening to take it off of crypto for a little bit though.
Yeah.
The thing that was, because the people that influence a lot is Elon, it has a big influence. And so they were talking about Doge, which is the Department of Government.
Efficiency,
yeah. And Doge is the symbol of the Doge coin. And now they made the Doge dog, the symbol, the actual new symbol on the government federal website.
That's kind of funny at the same time. And Elon's
they posted
always
that this morning.
Yes. Elon's always pledged allegiance to the Doge, right? Yeah, it was, he started it and he started talking about it at conferences for 2-3 years ago. And he's been writing it. He's loved it. And seeing it now on an official government website of the Department of Government Efficiency, the department that he's heading, it's super fun. It's uplifting, and it just shows that they're aware of everything, right? They know what's going on, and they're open to utilizing like different forms of, like, I guess this is like almost like a support group kind of thing. Like everyone who supports Doge is now going to support Elon and his government.
Well, it also caused the price of Doge to go up.
Well, that too.
And he
that
also too. And he talked about, and I can hear your puppy support it too.
Yeah, well, they do.
And then Doge. He also said Doge is going to be on Mars too. So that's interesting. But one of the things I noticed, this is kind of funny though, is Trump said that they're taking away, potentially, it hasn't passed, it's just a rumor, it's just something he made a statement, it may or may not be true, the subsidies for electric vehicles. Like, yes. When you go to buy an electric vehicle, it's to better the environment instead of using gas and natural resources. Instead, it used electricity. And so the government was subsidizing a lot of people that were purchasing the EV vehicles, so that they would have more on the road versus gas mobiles. And he had said in his inauguration yesterday, which is, that's one of Elon's primary companies besides SpaceX and the couple other ones that he's running, is Tesla. And it's all EV. And Elon is the head of Doge now, the Department of Government Efficiency, and has been working with Trump. But Trump had mentioned that they're cutting those subsidies on electric vehicles, which that in turn could affect the electric vehicle market. It could affect the sales. It can affect the price of Tesla. But then after he made that statement, he then supported Elon, saying that we're going to add another, I don't know if it was funding, a grant or support or another department for space exploration to Mars. So that supported Elon, but he took away from Tesla and then supported him on Mars.
It's like giving something, taking something away, but then giving something else at the same time. So it's like the government wins in one way and then Elon wins in the other.
Yeah, I think it was so that everybody know that Elon's not getting everything just because he's in that position, that he just doesn't get everything. So it's kind of a power play a little bit there.
A little, especially in the inauguration. Especially.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a power play there, but yeah. So not everything was announced. Everything's been rumored for a long time. Not everything was announced in the inauguration. You know, that's a speech that's going to go down in history books forever. So he wanted to make sure whatever he did state in the inauguration was something that's going to be in a legacy forever. And then also that he could follow through with. So the items that he stated were items that he knew he could follow through with. And he's already been working on those plans. And all this stuff affects the economy. All this stuff affects inflation. It affects the housing market, interest rates, stock market, crypto. All policies, whenever they're economic policies, no matter what happens, no matter who's in office, is always going to affect the market. And then based off of his plans that he's moving forward, I anticipate the financial markets are going to have a big bounce up. Crypto will be favorable for this too. A lot more crypto-friendly laws. The SEC has been cleaning house and people have been resigning, and they filed an appeal on a lawsuit. And it's my understanding that they were going to drop that lawsuit now. So a lot of things are moving towards more crypto-friendly policies and procedures, more crypto-friendly tax laws, more friendly economic plans that are going to be robust for the economy, that's going to get us hopefully out of an inflation and also into a more favorable position financially for everybody, that their investment portfolios will be on a positive uptick. So everything looks pretty optimistic. Again, every week things change. We get more news. We get more rumors. other things happen that either it affects the market, and you know if the market is rallying positively, that it was a good statement. If there's a pullback in the market, you know that that's not what the market wanted. The market tends to show its emotion based on if it's going green or if it's going red. If it likes the policy, it'll go green. If it doesn't like the policy, it'll go red. So it's kind of its way of telling the policymakers, yes, we like what you're doing, or no, we don't like what you're doing, based on what the market's doing too.
There's always going to be people who don't like something, even if it's great news for the majority of people. There's always going to be those people who find it kind of disturbing, or no, I don't like that, I don't want that, I don't want that at all. And then they'll sell off everything. And then there's the news.
And then they regret it after they sell it off because of it rallies. Like, I'll show you, I have a zero in my policy, my portfolio now. And then, like, oh, I could have made an extra 100 grand, but I decided to sell off because I just wanted to prove a point and didn't work.
Exactly. But sometimes it's not just to prove a point. It's just to maintain your integrity. If you state something, then just stick with it, right? And then there's the things like the TikTok ban. And this is a very controversial one that occurred last week, closer to the end of the week.
Yeah, TikTok.
Yes, a lot of
it's kind of funny, though. It's like timing is funny, too.
Perfect timing.
Well, I mean, so here's the thing, just so you all know, like, we're on all social medias right now. We're on IG and Twitter and YouTube, Google Ads, TikTok. Did I miss something? SoundCloud, Apple,
Spotify, so, you name yeah. it. We're on
so
it.
We're on social medias everywhere, but we've been just dabbling in TikTok, not 100% into TikTok intentionally. And then we decide, oh, okay, let's start running viral campaign on TikTok to get the word out about Dragon. And we started doing it 7 days before they decided to ban TikTok. And we went viral. Yeah. We got over 50,000 views, which is good for like one of the first official videos that we put up. We got over 50,000 views on one of the, just the one video, just like as a test, just to see what it would do. And then 7 days later, they take TikTok down. So we've run three videos since then. But it's back up again.
Yes. Trump. Yeah, but Trump, it was actually funny. I'll let you continue, but I'll add on to it right after you finish.
Oh, I was just saying it's funny because all the people that are dependent on TikTok, and that's like their bread and butter, and that's where they're doing a lot of their social media, were all jumping onto IG Reels because they had nowhere to go anymore because TikTok had been shut down. And so they were all like, I don't know what to do. There's like all these sad videos up like, oh, TikTok is down. And then it goes back up and they all move back over to TikTok.
Yes. And that was very strategic by Trump. And I'll tell you why, because it was taken down right before the inauguration with a plan to reopen it up with a statement in the Oval Office. When he went back to his Oval Office after the inauguration, he signed the document to keep it open, to extend it for 90 days in order to make a deal with the CEO and the owners of TikTok in China for the U.S. to own 50% of TikTok in order for them to continue to work in the U.S. And that's a very big power play, because he essentially showed that as soon as the U.S. stops using it, their viewers, their users, everyone jumps off it, and they'll jump to a U.S.-based platform. And the U.S. market for social media is by far one of the largest, if not the largest market for social media influencers and views and overall marketing for most businesses nowadays. And losing that market, losing that social media is crucial for these brands, for these companies to be a part of, to take part of. And TikTok evidently realized that. And I think that deal that he's proposing is most likely going to go through, but it sounded like it was a very big power play on his end to start bringing things back to the U.S. and bringing money back to the U.S. where it belongs.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. I don't think he was the one that banned it, though. So there's a lot of people on TikTok that they go on just to Some just go on to talk. Some go on for live. Some go on to do dances or promote something or sell things or get views. It's just an outlet for a lot of people. And so a lot of people are entertained and they like it. I think everybody has kind of their own social platform that they like a lot, and that's what they tend to favor. In crypto, we tend to be a lot on Twitter. That's where we broadcast to everybody who's in Web3 and on Twitter. Or actually Web3 and crypto is primarily on Twitter, but we're capturing another audience because we're not just using these platforms anymore just for crypto. We're doing it for real life, which is all of you.
Yeah.
So everybody else can get involved in trading and finance and investing. And so we have other social media outlets like Reddit is big on stocks, bonds, and DAO and day trading, some crypto too. And then TikTok is more for people who are curious and want to get like the new hot things and find out what's trending and what's going viral. So we're on there now too. And then, so we also did an IG video.
Yes, I've been love to the IG one.
Right. So I've been to a lot of events. Well, since I've been traveling all over the world. So it gives me the opportunity to go see a lot of things and be at a lot of events. And I was at VCon in 2022, which is Gary Vee. He's big on social media on TikTok too. He's pushing a lot of people to be on TikTok. And on IG also, and that's where he did a lot of his stuff, plus his podcast. He held an event called VCon in 2022. And so I flew out to, was it Minneapolis?
Yep, Minneapolis.
Yeah, so that was the only time I've ever been there. It's probably the last time that I'll ever go back unless there's an event. Sorry, and nothing personal. I like the coast. And so when I go into a city, it's different. But I went to this event, and so it was amazing because like I got to see, it was in 2022, I got into crypto, like I got into Web3 about 2021. That's when
Web3 kind of kicked off.
Yeah, the NFTs kicked off, and that's when I got into it. It was also the peak when, you know, ETH and BTC was at its prime in November 2021. And so I got in like at top. But they started doing free mints in 2022 on NFTs. And so I went to a lot of events. I was holding Killa Bears. I was doing calls. I held V Friends. And so V Friends was like the dolphin. I had the dolphin. And I went to the event, to VCon. And I got to see Gary V. He's like an amazing speaker. He's very motivational, very inspirational. He knows his stuff. He's very down to earth. Very opinionated, which is good. But he's a business owner. He does a lot of startups. And so he consults people by telling them, you know, how to be into social media. That's where he got most of his following from. But I went to his event and Snoop Dogg was there, which was like amazing. There were a lot of guest speakers. I think Jake Paul was there.
Jake Paul was there, yes.
Milana Kunis, I'm saying her name incorrectly. Ashton Kutcher's wife. There were a lot of people there. I think Beeple was there. There was a lot of people there. And if you bought it, you had to buy the VCon Friends one to get a ticket. So you would get a ticket, but I bought it on the secondary on NFTs on the market. And normally I think the tickets were going for like $4,000 or $5,000 originally. And I got it on a resell on an NFT. Cause on NFTs, if you own a digital asset, you can utilize it and sell it just like you would sell anything else, but you sell it as an NFT. And so I had a digital ticket and I bought it. I think it was under $1,000. Probably like $300 to $500. I think the whole entire trip probably cost me about $500 to $1,000, including hotel, flights, VCon, everything. And everybody else was paying like $5,000 for the ticket. But when I was there, I got to see everybody and go listen to all the events, go listen to what was trending in crypto, what the outlook was, all these key people that are now popular in crypto too, that are well known. Back then they were making their way because it was new. In 2021, it just kind of started. I mean, it's been going on for a while, but it just started getting attention in 2021. And then 2022, we had that pullback and that dip on ETH. And so they went into free mints. But I went into VCon and I got
to photograph because I was at the event. So I got to do videos on Snoop and Gary Vee and Beeple and all the other ones. And so I ran a IG ad. Well, it's not an ad. It was an IG post on Reels that has Snoop on it. And Snoop is like, I adore Snoop. I love Snoop. He's funny. He has great music. And like when he went out on stage and talked, everybody went to go listen to him. And then he sang on stage too. So he sang quite a few songs. And so like everybody stood up and was dancing to his songs while we were there. So I got some on video on him and I posted an IG, and I've gotten so much traction on Snoop, which is amazing because it's footage that people probably don't haven't even seen or they don't even know unless they were at VCon. And he's wearing
people
his,
like me who didn't record it.
Right. So he was at his, he's in his full ape outfit. It's Board cheetah ape. Print. Yeah. And it's one of his apes, and his ape's an NFT, and he's wearing his ape outfit and like giving pearls of wisdom to everybody. Saying that you should market your assets because it's an asset and you should market it and brand it and do all this stuff. And so I posted a 15-second reel. I think it was about 15 seconds, but I've gotten so much traction on it. We've gotten over 2,000 website hits on it in like 2 days because of it. And it's just him sitting, giving like his normal little talk that he does. But it was amazing. And it wasn't even great quality because I filmed it from my camera. I mean, from my cell phone.
Cameras weren't that good back in 2022.
No. I mean, I had an Apple iPhone, but it was it was abused because it was traveling all over.
Scratched and dust and sand all over it.
Right. It probably did have sand from the Caribbean on it. but like social media is like a great outreach. Like we're everywhere internationally. We're involved with everybody internationally. Like whatever you decide to do, if you do a business or you decide to be invest, or there's always somebody awake somewhere. There's always something going on somewhere. There's always these pearls of wisdom all over the world, right? And so we come to you guys every week, and that was a fast hour that we talked this time.
It was very fast.
We come to you guys every week just to like kind of give you a small recap of everything that's been going on. But we're in the trenches, basically. We're involved in all of this stuff, but we're deep in it because it's so much fun. We have such a passion, and the goal is like to get people out there to understand what it is and see the positive aspects of it. See like the good in it, see what people are trying to bring to everybody else. And all of you are listening right now are early. You may think that you're late, but you are early. Like in technology moves so fast. New tech moves so fast. New opportunities move so fast. When you're getting in the beginning, you may think that you're late, but we are in the beginning still. Like AI is evolving like crazy right now. We're having AIs that can talk to you on the phone, AIs that can talk to you in chat. We have AIs that are animated, that answer questions, that have personalities. We have travel all over the world. We have people that are trying to do positive things in the world. And so that's why we're here every week, so we can give you like that small glimmer of what's going on in other parts. And everybody's in their bubble. Everybody's doing their own thing. But you know, reach out sometimes and go check other things out and go travel somewhere else and go see other things, because there's a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of good things happening. And so we're here just to bring you that little tiny glimmer of everything. We do have big announcements coming up. I know we're waiting till the end to tell y'all. We're not going to tell you the big announcement, but we have some tech that we've been building out. So we have new tech coming out too. But we have big announcements coming out. So come check out AI Signal, AI Base. Come check out Dragon. Dragon's getting really close to being out there for the public for all of you. There are links now in our bios. Yes. We have links out there. We have recaps on all of the episodes that we've done. We have all of our socials up there now. So you can come check it out. Buy just $10 of a token. Buy $10 of Trump. Buy $10 of Pepe. Buy $10 of Bitcoin. Buy $10 of ETH. You don't have to stick lots of money into your investment. Buy $10. That's the key thing. If you don't know, just buy $10. Don't stick tons of money into anything. And then when you get a feel for it and you understand what it does and you watch what that $10 does, You understand why it's going up and down and you take the emotion out because $10 is your coffee money. But come explore, come check everything out. It's a lot of excitement going on right now. A lot of things are going on in the market. Every day is like a new adventure.
Every day feels like a new year. Everything moves so fast. And it's fun. It's exciting. It's uplifting. It's encouraging. It makes you want to do stuff. It makes you want to move around. It makes you want to think. It makes you want to solve problems. It makes you want to get involved. And it's the best place to be, in my opinion, and I'm biased completely because I've been in it for over 4 years now. But jump in. $10. That's all you need. And if there's one thing that if you start getting hesitant, it's $10. You can sell it and you can sell it. It's as simple as sell. That's it. Right? And you can watch it. It's $10 at the end of the day. And if you choose to get more risky, I would say wait for when we make more moves with Dragon. Join the TG. It's in the description now. It's in the bios. Jump in our TGs, AI-based verify and DragonPro_AI. Jump in the TGs. Ask your questions. We'll answer your questions. We'll get you involved and we'll help you get started.
Yeah, we have videos how to open a MetaMask wallet, how to go onto Coinbase, how to trade. And then Dragon Pro will be really easy. All you do is connect your wallet and then start trading, so you don't have to jump through all the hoops. But we'll have more coming up, and we'll be doing demos and have you all try it out when we go live. So we'll probably have like a big live kickoff party, but we'll do live trading and teach everybody how to trade on it, how to buy $10 with it. How to set everything up, but it's super, super simple that a 13-year-old or your grandma can use. That was the goal. Make it easy. And it's kind of funny, like all the things we've been talking about, I'm noticing now other financial companies, other financial trading companies that have been around for a long time are starting to use the same terms that we've been talking about for the last 12 months, like on how to trade and different things to trade with and the different technology that we're coming out, they're starting to talk about that type of tech. And we've been talking about it on air for over 12 months, but in crypto, well, we've been talking about for 4 years. But yeah, so now we are seeing companies in the real world start to talk about the stuff we've been talking about, you know that it's about ready to become big.
Something's about to happen. something big's about to happen.
Right. And we're about ready to do our Coke bottle. So Google Coke bottle AI SIG. And we're about ready to do our Coke bottle. Trump's about ready to do his Coke bottle. This is not sponsored by Coke, but it's our analogy of something right before it takes off and has huge volume and has a big run in the market. We're about ready to do that. And Trump's about ready to do his. So get ready for everything that's coming up. We're going to have, again, range trading for a while. We have to see what the Fed does. Fed drops rates. We anticipate another push, but the Fed's on a power play too. So let's see what goes on.
The Coke bottles are all lining up. It's a table full of Coke bottles and they're all ready to go off.
With Mentos in them, Barry explained.
Yes, exactly. <Yeah.
laughs> But anyway, so everyone stay warm. Think of tropical islands. Stay safe. Have fun on this downtime. If you have free time, come check everything out. Invest with only $10. Don't use a lot of money. Just watch your $10, see what it does. And then once you feel a little bit more confident, you can invest more. But it only takes $10 to start. So we'll all see y'all next Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. Have a wonderful week ahead of you.
Yes, and Happy Taco Tuesday. I got to say it. We almost missed it. Happy Taco Tuesday, everybody.
And we have lots of excitement next week. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.